Family 250 AM, Sunday, January 9th, 2022. My name is Maxwell Hadda, and you're listening to Video Nasties. Thank you for listening. I'm going to take a hit, and then I'm going to launch into my talk about love and a 45. And here's my cat coming to say hello. Hey, buddy. You want to be on the podcast? You want to smoke some weed? With Daddy. Alright, you stay inside for now. 1 second. Okay. I'm gonna open the door so I can smoke. Join me if you're so inclined. Chin chin. Sorry. I know that's a lot of dead air time. It's crazy. I've just been like downing these bowls, like chugging them. It's because I'm outside and there's too much oxygen getting to the bowl, making it burn faster. Which reminds me, I still have to watch that movie Oxygen on Netflix, the Alexander Asian movie. Smoke if you got them. I'm just going to finish off this bowl real quick. Okay, so I'm gonna go take a shit, pack another bowl. But before I do, I want to talk a little bit about Love in a 45, which I watched last night. It's on HBO Max. I had never even heard of it, but Tarantino mentioned it fairly recently. It wasn't actually on the podcast. It was like mentioned by somebody on the podcast later. I think it was the Real Blend podcast, and I don't like that podcast. Those guys annoy me, but, well, let's face it, most podcasts annoy me, especially film podcasts, but one of the guys on there, I think it might have been Kevin McCarthy, said that they were talking about Tarantino ripoffs, and somebody asked him what his favorite Tarantino ripoff was. Somebody asked Tarantino that, and Tarantino said Love in a 45. So, of, like, the true, like, actual, like, 90s post Pulp Fiction Tarantino ripoffs, it is the best one. And it sort of incorporates all of the Tarantino movies up until that point. I have to check the year it was released, but I did see some from Dusk Till Dawn in there, even if that wasn't out yet. Definitely True Romance, Pulp Fiction, Little Reservoir Dogs, and a little Natural Born Killers, which I just thought of. And basically it's the story of this couple who kind of end up going on the run. The guy's a thief, a robber. He robs convenience stores. And he and a character played by Rory Cochrane end up in a convenience store robbing it. Rory Cochrane shoots the girl behind the counter. And that's kind of the end of the first story, and then the second story happens, and these two cops, one of them played by Michael Bowen, break into the main guy's trailer home. Michael Bowen beats the shit out of him. The other guy's gonna shoot him with a shotgun. And Renee Zellweger, who plays his girlfriend, shoots the guy. The guy shoots Michael Bowen. And boom, that's story number two. And that was a cool scene. A little over the top with Michael Bowen beating the shit out of him, but it was cool how it played out with Renee Zellweger shooting the guy and the guy shooting Michael Bowen with the pump action shotgun. So that's that. Wiley Wiggins is also in it in the beginning, in the very first scene, which is the first convenience store that we see the main character rob, or maybe it's a liquor store, I'm not sure. So it takes place in Texas. It kind of reminded me of there was a little bit of Robert Rodriguez there, but it sort of reminded me of if Richard Linklater made a Tarantino movie. That's sort of what it was to me, which was cool. I liked it, and part of that was the actors in it. Rory Cochrane is in Dazed and Confused, of course. He's very memorable as the stoner in that, and he's also in Waking Life, I believe. And Wiley Wiggins is also in both, and they're both in Love in a 45. So yeah, that was kind of the flavor to me. That was kind of the vibe. Linklater meets Tarantino. And then there was also some David Lynch thrown in there as well. It definitely had some Wild at Heart vibes happening. Kind of crime, love story, road movie, all rolled into one. So for me, yeah, it was like Linklater meets Tarantino with a little Lynch thrown in there, a dash of Lynch, if you will. Thank you for listening. Hey, it's me, Max Chair, and you're listening to Video Nom Noms. Thank you for listening. I've had a really fucked up night. I mean, it's usual for me to have a fucked up night. That's normal for me, but I've had an especially fucked up night. I forgot my mask at work. I smoked this morning before I went in. I was all fucking out of it today. I was off medication. Now I'm back on medication. It's really fucking my shit up. I'm supposed to talk to my therapist, deal with this appeal. It's just things are a mess right now. I'm sending money to someone in another country. And it's hurting me financially, and I'm just having a lot of issues right now. So I forgot my mask. I went back to work to get it. I accidentally set off the fire alarm, and then I just left because I didn't want to deal with asshole firemen showing up. So, or cops, God forbid. So the alarm was going off. I just left. I texted my supervisor to tell her about it and to fess up to it, own up to it. Haven't heard from her. She's probably passed out drunk. She's an alcoholic. She's unreliable. Nobody there is aware. They're all very unreliable and idiotic. So I'm stuck at a job that I hate, and it's always one thing that I forget. And the worst is when it's this night, even though I did have a day off this week, but when it's this night, when it's Sunday night, and I forget something, and there's this girl there who closes, and she always rushes me because she's always trying to get the fuck out, and I don't blame her. I'm trying to get the fuck out too, but then it leads to shit like this where I forget my fucking mask. And like, I had four things in my hand. I had my coat, my charger, my phone charger, my notebook, and my water bottle. And then the fifth thing I should have had was my mask. I went back, I looked for it, I couldn't find it anywhere. I'm pretty sure I know where it is. It's in the bathroom, the men's room. So I'm gonna try to get there early before anybody gets in that bathroom, and I'm gonna try to get that mask. Unfortunately, it didn't work out tonight. Unfortunately, the alarm went off, so it was kind of the worst case scenario, was kind of my worst nightmare. But it was also kind of fun and exciting, and I felt the need to do it. I felt that I had to do it to punish myself, to teach myself, to not forget things. But the problem is, and I keep saying it again and again on this pod, is like I just sit there all day and my brain melts and my soul is crushed, my spirit is crushed. By the time I get out of there, I'm like a fucking zombie. I'm so fucking out of it from just sitting in silence all day. And then my brain's not functioning properly and I end up forgetting things. So today was the mask, which is not a big deal. I'm gonna throw it out anyway. I have other masks. So was it worth me risking getting arrested? I mean, I don't think they would have actually arrested me. I would have just explained the situation. And I have a key to get in. It's not like I was breaking into the place. But you open the door, the alarm goes off, you hit the buttons, and then I realized after, because I thought it was like the code was like in was like one, and then my code, and then enter, but then there was no enter, and then I remembered after I left that I think you hit one again. So anyway, I could go back right now and try it again, but I'm not gonna risk it, so I'm just gonna go back in the morning. So that's my crazy night. I guess it's good. I had some excitement on this Friday night, which is technically a Sunday night, but I would have preferred to just remember my mask. I would have preferred to just bring it with me when I left instead of going back and setting off the alarm, having to text my manager, and then not even finding the mask after all that. But I remembered that I was having this issue with the bathroom where I was in the bathroom taking a shit, and then I remembered that I had to clock back in at a certain time, and I was dealing with this GIF on my phone that I was trying to post on Instagram. So I rushed out, I clocked back in, then I went back into the bathroom, finished cleaning myself up, and then I think what I did is I just walked out of the bathroom with the mask still in there, hanging from this kind of like shelving kind of thing. So I'm pretty sure that's where it is. I'm pretty sure I should be able to just go in there in the morning, grab it, throw it in the trash, leave, and that's it. And I don't know what's gonna happen with my manager. I don't know if I'm gonna get in trouble or if I'm gonna have to deal with anything legal. I hope not. I don't think so. It was an honest mistake. I didn't know how to turn off the alarm. But this has happened to me so many times where I forget something. So tonight I just said, fuck it, I'm going back in. And I have a code for the alarm. I can turn it off. I didn't know how to do it. So the fire alarm went off. So that's the end of my story. I don't think it's a big deal. I didn't do anything illegal. It was just stupid. But I'm gonna go back tomorrow. If I don't hear anything from my manager, I'm just gonna assume that it's all cool. And I'm sure it'll be fine. Either way, I'm going back in the morning and I'm getting my fucking mask and I'm throwing it in the trash at work. So it's not even gonna leave work. So this was all just pointless. This was all just a waste of time. But this is what I have to do to punish myself because I was so fucking stupid for just leaving without the mask that I had to punish myself somehow. So I did. And here I am. And I don't really have a movie to talk about. So I guess it's kind of good that this happened because it gave me something to talk about. Peace.